Hello and welcome back to French Football Weekly podcast. Back on a Tuesday this week for those of you playing, which day are they going to record bingo this week? my name is Chris. I am your host, and as you probably gathered, I am joined by Phil this week. It's Jez's turn to be absent. AWOL. No, he's not. He's got work this week. So, Phil, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Excellent stuff. We are recording on the, well, I say on the Tuesday. So we're recording ahead of the midweek games, which we will touch on towards the end of the pod. But we've got plenty to look back on, both at home and in Europe from last week. And I think it's probably Europe we will start because we had three French representatives heading into last weekend. Jez and I, or last week, I should say, Jez and I put the jinx on Lille because we were recording whilst they were playing. And unfortunately, we are down to two because Lille did end up coming on the wrong side of a penalty shootout, or more importantly, the wrong side of one Emi dickhead, Martinez, who, his
I
antics.
think we all learned something, which was that you can't get a second yellow during a penalty shootout because it's not part of the game. And frankly, now he's found that out, I think he's going to be even more unbearable than he was before.
And other clubs,
So.
we saw it in the Manchester United semi-final. I think Onana was trying it as well. So, it's kind of looking at the game though. It's a bitter pill to swallow for Lille, isn't it? Because they were 2-0 up, they were heading through, and then that last minute goal of sorts from Matty Cash, the suggestion of a foul. I thought it was a foul. I thought Chevalier was impeded. It wasn't given, and Cash hit the long distance goal to take it to extra time. And ultimately, Lille were knocked out on penalties. But it was all going so well, and they were the better side overall, I thought, in this second leg.
I thought so. And also, Chevalier was great, I think. I mean, the penalty shootout, he did manage to save one, I think. But also, he did some really, really good work in keeping them ahead to make it equal on aggregate. So it was a gutting kind of result, and I have to say, I was so emotionally tired after all of that that I was not paying much attention to the early stages of OM Benfica because I just didn't have it in me anymore.
No.
But the fact that I think it was Benjamin Andre who missed the key
Yeah.
penalty at the end, he's been
Penalty.
such a wonderful captain of Lille, really holds it together. Obviously, he'd scored earlier on after Yazici had opened scoring. That was just gutting. But I think you saw from the Lille fans that they were just really proud of their team. It was possibly the worst draw to get at this stage because everyone's saying, oh, Aston Villa probably going to win. And we've been saying for months, well, Lille are good. And to have them meet at this stage was really,
It's bad
it
luck,
was
isn't
a
it?
shame. It was a shame. But I think they did themselves proud and it went on to kind of at the weekend put that in a sense, behind them and get a win at against Strasbourg.
Yeah, we'll
So
definitely.
good for them. It but it was heartbreaking to watch at times.
Yeah, ironically, they may end up upgrading to Champions League football next season, but we will touch on that when we come on to the weekend's games for sure. Marseille did speak of they did get through, they did prevail. And of all the people in the Velodrome that the home fans would have loved to have seen miss a penalty, they probably would have picked Angel Di Maria, and that's exactly
Yeah.
what he did.
I mean, they left it late. Like I said, I was tired and hours 20 was on. So I was kind of flicking between, men kicking the shit out of each other and RS20. No, I'm kidding. But every time I look back every 5 minutes, it's going another 5 minutes and it's nil nil. Another 5 minutes and it's nil nil. I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, are they going to fuck this up? But the Mbanya goal, it was 79 minutes. And one funny thing we had on French TV is that Samir Nasri is often in the studio, and he went absolutely postal when that went in. And what I thought was funny was he shouting, yes, in English, because I don't know, that's just what he's used to in terms of tense games. They've all happened for him in England. But yeah, it was great. And again, the goalkeeper was key. Paulo Lopez was brilliant. He made a lot of saves. Di Maria hit the post with the first penalty, but Lopez went the right way for the next two penalties. One of which just crept under him, and you think he's going to get one. He's going to get one, and he did. The silver penalty that he saved, kind of to put them through. So that was a great moment. But I think you could tell that OM, despite having had the weekend off, which we may come on to later when we're talking about midweek games, was Veretout was dead on his feet. I mean, it was, they'd used all the subs they could, so they had to leave him on there. And the commentators were saying Verratti was showing the Marseille spirit, you know, he's going to keep going to the end. In the background, you just saw him fall over because he was absolutely cooked. So I think it was a really impressive display by Marseille, particularly given that several of them by the end were absolutely gassed.
Absolutely. And Marseille now, their reward is to face the one of the favourites now, surely, with Liverpool going out. It's Atalanta next for Marseille, so they are going to be certainly. It's a weird one that I don't know if they might have actually preferred Liverpool, weirdly, but nevertheless, that's a good side to play in the semi-finals. Jez and I covered PSG in depth, obviously, last week, so we will move from there. But as we kind of bring it around really to the weekend's action, that's where we'll come back to PSG, because they played Lyon at the weekend, in both the men's and the women's. We'll touch on the women's in a bit as well. In terms of the sort of classic, in terms of the Lyon game on Sunday night, PSG really they really came out the blocks flying, and they're four up in what, 20 odd minutes, and Lyon must have been, I mean, I was watching it, and even I was like, do I really bother stay up? When they got back into it sort of at 3-1, I was like, yeah. And then it went 4-1. And then it was almost like a switch had gone for PSG. And they're like, right, we just
Yeah,
want to
I
get this
think
title wrapped up.
it was half time because it was 42 minutes that
Was it
Ramos
42?
got his second.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, three
Exactly.
up in 20,
So
wasn't it?
I was looking at the half time score going, oh, where's this going to go? And it was like the second half was not as interesting. One thing I noticed, if L'Équipe is right, which is not often the case, but you know, sometimes they do manage it. Nobody got booked.
No, I
This
was surprised.
game, this long-standing, bitter, vicious rivalry, and nobody got booked. I mean, it was Le Texier, refereeing, and he's not shy of giving a card or two. So I kind of don't understand what happened there. But yes.
I think I just on that, like watching it from afar, I think the main reason was is that Leon kind of 2-0 down inside the first, what, 8 minutes. I think Leon were like, this is going to be pretty tricky. And I think it got to that stage of the game once it went 4-1 and that, I think both teams just sort of went, you know what? It's okay. We'll just play this out. There was no, I think there was one flashpoint in the second half briefly where there was a bit of a scuffle, but it never really felt like a game that was ever going to explode. I think if Leon had got back into it 3-2, maybe there'd have been a bit of competitive nature, but it was almost like both sides were just, well, we're going to meet in the cup final in a few weeks. PSG are going to wrap up the title potentially tomorrow. Leon know that they realistically aren't going to get to Europe unless they win that cup. I think it was just almost like a fair enough, fair cop, guys. I think it was 4-1 last time they met as well
No,
in this
and I'm
fixture.
also, I mean, we've looked at Lyon's great rush up the table since January. And this is a game where you're like, well, we just need to keep going. This was never going to be a banker kind of situation. But it was interesting that Lyon had more shots. They both had six shots on target. Donnarumma was good again. And the kind of off-pitch political stuff was that Mbappe started on the bench, which has been happening more often recently, but you wouldn't have expected it in a big game. But then he didn't come on.
No, I
So
don't.
he was unused. And whether that was Luis Enrique kind of flexing a bit and saying, mate, we can do okay without you, was part of that. But it was a very interesting for the narrative, shall we say, rather than necessarily the football.
I don't think we're going to see Kylian in many games in the league now the rest of the season. I think you've said the PSG can wrap up the title potentially tomorrow. I think more with this one. I think it was about they want to keep him absolutely optimum level for that Champions League game. Dembele didn't come on either. He was rested. Fabian Ruiz, I think, was rested. So I think you're going to see now very much a focus on we don't play the big players in the league games because we don't need to. And a nice little ceremony at the end of the game for Marquinhos passing that all-time appearances record. So that was nice thing to see. Guard of honor and fireworks ahoy. So nice little touch for his honor as well. Just below them in the table, though, we saw Monaco leapfrog Brest into second spot as they won away to Brest themselves. That was by 2-0. A couple of red cards as well. Bensagira and Singo were both dismissed late on in that one. It was a pretty hot-tempered finish to that game, but Minamino and a bolt from Denis Zakaria means that Monaco are now in pole position to take that Champions League spot. And dare I say it, Brest are just falling off at the wrong time. They almost certainly will get into Europe, which even that is a massive achievement, but they'll be pretty gutted if they don't make that Champions League third spot with Lille sniffing in behind them, two defeats in a row. But Monaco have found form at just the right time, although they have got a busy week coming up. Do you back them to take that second spot?
I'm not sure. And I think one thing we learned this week as well was that Brest are going to get into Europe unless something catastrophic happens. But UEFA were at this match, and Brest are currently playing in a community sports centre, basically, while they're trying to sort out getting a new stadium built. And apparently their choice is either play at home and have a 5,000 fan cap, or play elsewhere. For example, Rennes or Nantes. Now, we all know how many Breton derbies there are. That would not be a popular situation, I think, and there's a lot of people chipping in on this as to whether they stay at Francis Leblay and basically play it like it's a youth team tournament with barely anybody there, or do they ask some of their biggest rivals. Can we borrow your stadium? And I
Yeah.
think that is going to be something that is going to be over the summer. We always have in French football over the summer. There is always politics, the disciplinary committee gets involved, shit happens. And I think we've got the story for this year, which is basically what are Brest going to do when they qualify for whatever competition they get into next season. So that was kind of an interesting one.
You're one of those other clubs as well. Like, if you are a Rennes or a Lorient or a Nantes, you're probably looking at thinking, well, if Brest do require a ground, and they do make, for example, if they do get into the Champions League, your eyes will light up at the thought of some Euro signs to potentially rent out your ground. So that's the other issue that Brest might
How
have to deal with.
exactly that would work. I was thinking you were going to say, are they really going to want the turf
Oh yeah, there's
shredded
that.
midweek?
Well, I mean, I guess if Lorient end up where they're heading at the moment, they won't really need to worry about that because they'll be in a different league, but more on that later. The ones coming up on the rails, though, you mentioned earlier on, Lille got a 1-0 win over Strasbourg. They are positioning themselves for a late run to eclipse Brest and whip into that Champions League third place. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world for Brest because they, just to remind everybody, that the top three go into the automatic qualification group stage because we've got this new format next year. Fourth place, though, does get into the qualifiers. So yeah, but obviously whoever goes into those qualifiers, you've got to factor in the fact you've got the Euros in the summer, so it's an already shortened pre-season. And we all know, we've seen with Monaco in the past in particular, qualifiers are not always the easiest things to navigate in the summer. So realistically, you want to be finishing in those top three. Lille are definitely looking like they could nip past Brest, aren't they, with their form at the moment, despite Europe.
Also having a game in hand,
Yes, exactly.
which again, we keep saying it, we'll come on to later.
Well, we can touch on it now because they play Monaco, don't they, tomorrow? It's a massive game for both, and obviously whoever wins that particular game, Monaco at home, really does position themselves to be favourites. And when you look at Lille's run-in after this game tomorrow, they've then got away at Metz, home to Lyon, away at Nantes, home to Nice, who are just on the outskirts of that chasing pack as well. That game between Monaco and Lille, though, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because you've got PSG potentially could win the title against Lorient tomorrow, Si. And you've got Nice playing Marseille in the fight out for the Europa qualification. So it's a pretty tough one to know which game to watch this week, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think also over the past week we've had various bitching and moaning from the usual suspects in the Premier League about there being too much football and it's dangerous for the players. Obviously, the reason we've got a midweek round of just three games is because the LFP decided to give the teams still involved in Europe a weekend off between their two quarterfinal legs. And you say, well, part of me is saying, well, that's good because it's giving them a bit of wiggle room in competitions that are important and do impact on yada, 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 the coefficient. But now you've got like Lorient, Nice, and Monaco, who've got nothing to do with this, are now going to have to play three games in a week. And it's like, is that a bit unfair on them? So it's a difficult kind of balance to strike, I understand, but it's also one of those situations where they will say, oh, six of one, half a dozen of the other, bit of this, bit of that. But yes, the impact that this will have on the table is that Thursday could look very different from Tuesday. Because of, as you say, those matchups, Monaco v Lille, Marseille v Nice. And I mean, we all know that PSG is going to win the title.
It's just a matter of when, isn't it?
So that's it's a, like I said, it's a tricky balance, but I think the LFB has gone full French here to try to support the teams going forward. And obviously France has two teams going forward, whereas the UK only England only has one. So yeah, fair enough. Maybe on balance, it's the best decision.
I agree. And when you've got three stellar fixtures like that, I'm all for it. So bring it on. But yeah, we're in a position now where PSG could, in theory, win the title. I think if I'm right in saying if Monaco and Lille draw, PSG would only need a point. I think I'm right in saying that without going through the maths. But they're going to win the league. And realistically, the way Lorient are playing at the moment, I don't expect there to be too much opposition in terms of them doing that at the Moustoir tomorrow night, unfortunately. Which I guess segues us pretty nicely into the bottom half, because there's been a few games this weekend that didn't mean too much. Sorry, I'm going to have to throw your chaps into this because they got a win away at Reims, 2-1. That's Montpellier.
Well, I was just really relieved,
I did wonder,
frankly,
actually.
because
Pretty much
but
safe now.
also because Moussa Atamari hasn't been great recently since coming back from the Asian Cup, but he got the late winner 86 minutes, and it was a typical goal for him. I mean, he's only been at Montpellier for this season, but he doesn't seem to be very fast, but he does appear to be able to run past people quite a lot if
His
you see what
strength
I
as
mean.
well, wasn't it? Like he really
Yeah,
shrugged
and
off
he
that
was
defender.
holding off the defender, and I thought he'd fucked it up at one point, but it was a lovely finish to go through after Sanyon got the first. So yes, that was reassuring for me as a Montpellier fan that they're kind of creeping away from that bottom of the table, which still isn't sorted out. I mean, Opta this week said actually Ligue 1 is one of the most competitive leagues out there. And it's like everyone's going, but PSG win every year. But if you ignore PSG, and this is my data geek head coming on, this is why median is better than average when you're looking at stuff. Ignore the outliers and look at the bulk of the table, and it is really tight for maybe not for the Champions League, because the top four are five clear from Nice, but then you've got several teams that could get into Europa Conference thingy, what's it? And it's still not sorted at the bottom after Metz had another. It says here a win. I can't believe it, but it
Well,
happened.
this is part of the reason Jez isn't here today, because he doesn't want to jinx it by coming back on. He's basically happy to stay off the rest of the season if
Another goal
Mets
for
win. But
Mikitadze, who I'm guessing Ajax are going to sell for a lot of money in August after he does some of this in the Euros as well.
Well, he was speaking in the press this week, and he was saying that apparently when he moved there, they didn't help him out with the language. They didn't sort him out an
No,
apartment.
which is why he was loaned back at
He
the
was
end of the
just
season.
dumped.
You look at him and you go, oh, what? He's got 10 goals now. Oh, that's all right. He's got 10 goals since coming back in January.
It's
That's
absolutely
pretty
crucial.
good.
No, it's really crucial. I really do think that's going to be he alone could be the reason Mets survive. And it was a really big win, because not only did they win the game, but they took points off a direct rival in Love, who've now dropped into that playoff spot. And Love's form is, barring Lorient and Clermont, is awful. It's two wins on the spin for Mets. I think the biggest problem that Mets are going to encounter, Jez and I talked about this last week, is their run-in, because it is tough. I mean, they play Lille, we've already spoken about, at home. They then play Rennes, who are still fighting for Europe at home. Strasbourg away is probably the one they'd go. Yeah, but they are away from home. And then they finish with PSG, who, yeah, they might have other things on their mind, but it's a tough fixture. Le Havre are probably the ones that are, I mean, their form, again, we'll touch on Lorient in a second, but their form is cataclysmic in terms of falling down the table. They play PSG at the weekend away from home. Can't see them getting much there. They then play host to Strasbourg, who are quite involved in this tussle. They then go away to Nice, who are fighting for Europe, and they finish at home to Marseille, ditto. So that's a pretty old, rough run-in for Le Havre as well. And then to throw Lorient into the mix, who lost 3-0 to Nice, and I mean, they may as well have not bothered turning up. It was a
Yeah,
pitiful
I
surrender.
saw that and just thought, ouch.
It
I
was
mean, Morgan
rough.
Sanson scored. I love
Yeah,
Morgan Sanson.
good goal as well.
But yeah, 3-0, that was a given that Nice have been a bit flaky,
You know things
losing
are,
to Montpellier, losing to Nantes.
you know things are bad as a Lorient fan when Nice score 3 goals against you. That's when you know the shit's really hitting the fan. But yeah, I mean, it is a real, yeah, it's a tough one because when you look at, again, look at Lorient's running, and again, it is probably more favourable than most because aside from that PSG game tomorrow, which I say I would be astonished if they took. I mean, they have given PSG a fairly good run of games at the Moustoir in the past, but I would be astonished if they come away with anything, maybe a lucky draw, but I don't think they're going to. But
Yeah, I mean,
it's
look at the goals scored,
yeah.
and you have to go down to Metz, Love, and Clermont to
Yeah.
be worse than that, or Nantes as well.
Yeah.
Oh, the bottom five are worse, but their defence, they've only conceded 22 goals,
Yeah.
and that is actually the best in
But
the league. So it's like,
it's the home
yeah.
form that worries me with Lorient because their final four, if you just write off the PSG game as a defeat, which you never should do, but let's just say it is, they've got 4 games left, two at home, two are away. And normally you'd say, well, two home games, great, because you know, home, etc. They've been so bad at the Moustoir, and the two home games are Toulouse and they finish with Clermont, who could already be relegated on the final day. Those two games are absolutely vital because the other two away from home are Lens and Marseille, back to back, both
And
fighting for
because
Europe.
despite Clermont having lost at the weekend, they had a bit of a bump.
Yeah, yeah. They've
Obviously,
shown
they
signs of
drew
life.
with PSG, which I don't think anybody saw coming,
Yeah.
and then they drew with Montpellier. So they lost 1-0 to Lens at the weekend with
Yeah.
a very early penalty from Sutterka.
Yeah.
But Clermont haven't, I said a couple of weeks ago, it looked like they'd given up. It doesn't look like that anymore.
No,
And I think that could be problematic as they try to, they know they're going down, but they're going to go down fighting, I think
yeah. I mean,
is how I'd see it.
they have definitely shown some fight. And again, their final four fixtures, there are a couple of winnable ones there. I mean, they play host to Reims at home at the weekend, and Reims are very much the definition of on the beach right now. They then unfortunately go away to Monaco, can't see a lot there. They play Lyon at home, who may have an eye on the cup final. And then, as we've already established, they go away to Lorient on the final day. I think if Clermont are to have any chance, they have to beat Reims at the weekend. Anything other than a win there, I think it's done. If they were to win that, then you give them a puncher's chance. But realistically, I think with the 4 point, the way you got to look at it with Clermont is they're not just 4 points away from out of the relegation zone. They're actually 6 points because obviously 4 points would only get them to 17th, which is where Lorient currently are, and that is in instant relegation. Where 16th place is the playoff, which is where Le Havre currently sit. So I personally think it's a It's a bit of a fight between Metzlaf and Lorient as to who goes down automatically and who survives to the playoff and who squeaks into 15th place. I should say, though, we can't rule out Nantes from this, can we? Not fully. I mean, they're on 31 points. I think Strasbourg up are fine, 36 points upwards. So that
Yeah.
includes Toulouse, who drew with Marseille 2-2, and Montpellier, we've already mentioned. But Nantes, just when you think that they're pulling clear and, you know, they won that big game last week. And then they went and dropped the biscuit again this weekend as they lost at home to Rennes 3-0. And Rennes haven't been in great form themselves, three straight defeats, but they turned up and won 3-0. Nantes are, yeah, basically they probably need one more win, don't they, realistically? But I'll give you their
Yeah.
fixtures. They play Final Four Montpellier away. So obviously, you know, you would know better than I, but a home tie is you know, is decent.
Anything could happen.
Absolutely.
I
They
mean,
then,
ducks could invade the pitch. Anything could fucking happen.
well, that game aside, look at their last three fixtures. Away at Brest, we've already established a fight for Europe. Away, sorry, at home to Lille, ditto. Away at Monaco, ditto.
Ouch.
That's rough, isn't it? I think for Nantes to be completely safe, I think if they beat Montpellier, fine, put the cat out, that they'll be fine. They can lose the last three and still be okay. But if they lose that Montpellier game or even draw it, okay, it depends on the teams below them picking up points, of course, but they are not clear, are they? They are still very
No,
much in this.
they're not. And you mentioned Toulouse drawing 2-2 at OM.
Should have won it,
I
really.
know OM had had a busy week, but it took a 94th minute equaliser from Mbagna
Yeah, good
to
week for
get
him.
the point for OM. They are still not great. They're
No,
in ninth. They
40
haven't
points.
won in four. So, yes, they're through to the Europa semi-finals, which I'm sure they'll massively enjoy, but I doubt they'll be in Europe next year unless they somehow manage to win the Europa League, which you'd say is kind of unlikely.
Yeah, and the one thing I would say with Marseille, I mean, they have got a game in hand on others, as we mentioned. That is that game against Nice. Hypothetically, if they were to win, and we know from last season and off the pitch, etc., those two clubs do not like each other.
I'm calling that as a nil-nil draw.
See, I'm going the other way. I'm going
Those of
fireworks.
you who have followed my betting tips in the past will therefore want to avoid that like the plague, but I have a feeling it's going to be a really bad match.
So it's in the Velodrome, and I have a feeling that of the games to watch tomorrow, because you can do PSG early because they're at 6 o'clock, then you've got the choice of the Lille Monaco game, which on paper looks more tasty, but I think that's the one that might be cagey and difficult for both. It might end up in a close draw. These two, I just think they have to go for broke because Nice's form is patchy at best. They did get a win at the weekend, obviously, with that win over Lorient, but that's kicking the blind man's stick away. They are currently in fifth on 47 points. They're five adrift of Lille. So realistically, they're not going to get Champions League, but they need to keep Lens off their tails, who are only a point behind. And if hypothetically Marseille were to win that game, which is a hypothetical, but if they were to win that game, Marseille would suddenly be 43 points and into seventh, and then only 3 points behind Lens and only four behind Nice. So I think this is one of those games that both teams are going to have to really go for. And bear in mind as well, Marseille have literally no defenders fit at the moment, so
Yes, they
the chances
managed to
are.
get a couple back over the weekend. He then promptly got injured again.
Again,
So,
yeah.
and we've talked about Veretout, who hopefully that was just cramp and he'll be available. But they
Yeah.
were actually dropping like anything you want to say that drops.
And Gigo doesn't exactly move smoothly at the best of times. It's a bit of a worry. I could well be wrong. I can see your point. I think being at being at the Velodrome, that atmosphere is going to be fantastic tomorrow. Nice just cannot get a crowd. I mean, for whatever reason, whether the fans are disillusioned enough that they just don't turn up. But at the Velodrome, that's going to be full tomorrow night. I assume I don't. There isn't any sanctions left over from the last meeting, is there? I don't think. I think I'm right in saying it will be open to away supporters. I'm going to put my head on the block and say yes, but yeah, previous games.
There have not been, the prefecture tends to kind of kick in at any big match at all, so I've no idea.
No.
But hopefully Marseille will have all their stands open,
Yeah.
which has been a problem for some other teams recently, so you
Yes.
never know.
Nice, just to wrap up that kind of chase for Europe. Nice finished with so we've got that Marseille game in hand. They then face Strasbourg away, home to Le Havre, home to PSG, away at Lille. That's quite a big way to finish the season. And in that chase for Europe, I suppose we have to put Lyon into this as well. But Marseille, that Nice game tomorrow is then followed by a home game against Lens, who again fight for Europe, home to Lorient, away at Reims, and away at Le Havre. So Marseille have got a fairly comfortable run in, to be perfectly honest.
But they're on 40 points.
Yeah, true, true. But then if you look at, I mean, while we're here, we might as well do it. If you look at the other teams around them, Lens, who are currently occupying sixth on 46 points, their final four are blah, blah, blah. So obviously Marseille, so again, they're having to take points off each other in that game at the weekend. They then play Lorient at home, which again you'd expect them to win, away at Rennes, who are also in that mix. And then they finish at home to Montpellier, who you would imagine Terzi and Co will be on the beach by then for the final game of the season. And then you've got Rennes and Lyon in that mix as well. So I don't never rule Lyon out, but Lyon for me are just a bit too patchy to put your money on.
I think it's too far for them. They've
They
made a
got.
brilliant comeback from when we were looking at them and going, they're in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Lyon are in the relegation zone. But it's
It's a
now
bit
they're up
far
to
back.
41, but I think it's too far
They'll have
given
a.
the situation. I mean, does Coupe de France gets automatic Europe?
No, so this is where it gets complicated. So I
Oh, fuck, I
believe.
shouldn't have asked about that,
Yeah,
should I?
I believe if PSG win the league, then I think Lyon have to win the cup to get into Europe. I believe. I think if
I
PSG win the
don't,
league,
yeah, second doesn't get
no, I
a
think it
gimme.
opens another Europa spot. I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I think I'm right in saying that if PSG win the cup, then the European places extend in the league. I think, but don't quote me on that. But Lyon have definitely got, they're going to have a big say in who goes into both Champions League and potentially Europa because their next two fixtures at the weekend, they've got Monaco at 6 p.m. on the 28th, which is Sunday. And then they play host to, oh, sorry, then they go away to Lyon, to Lille, sorry, Lyon. So they are going to have quite a say in who goes into those spots. They finish with Clermont away and Strasbourg at home, which you would think they could probably win both of those. But those two big fixtures coming up, that Lyon Monaco game at the weekend, and they're also two sides that are not particularly keen on each other if previous games are anything to go by. So yeah, a lot of teams basically are playing against each other for
And
similar
this is
designs.
why, despite the whole PSG situation, Opta has Ligue 1 as one of the most competitive leagues in Europe,
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And
which is very entertaining as a watch of football. But as you've probably worked out from the last 20 minutes of us trying to work out who's where, an absolute nightmare if you're trying to cover the thing.
yep.
Anyway.
Impossible, impossible. Just because we are coming into the final stage of the season, I'm gonna kind of whip through Ligue 2. each week as well, because there was a quite the change of the leadership and whatnot at the weekend. That St Etienne game was bonkers. I don't know if you saw that last minute turnaround. A member of Ligue 1 past, Ivan Cardona, who I've always liked, he's come back from Germany. He got a 94th minute winner after equalizing in the 91st minute against Bordeaux, and that puts St Etienne back into a position where they might just be on their way back to Ligue 1. So keeping a close eye on them. Auxerre are in dreadful danger of throwing it away. They are still top, but they've lost the last two on the spin. Angers are coming up on the rails with 58 points, so they're just 3 points behind. St Etienne are now up to third. So as it stands, St Etienne would be the team the Ligue 1 playoff team would play. And they have got a 5 point
And
advantage.
that would be a fiery encounter,
Wouldn't it just,
I
especially
think.
if it was against Metz, for example. Paris FC and Rode are in fourth and fifth, but they are a few points back. They're in banging form, actually. Paris FC are 4 wins from the last five. Rode are 3 wins from their last five. But those two teams are that, so potentially in the playoffs, what happens
And you've
is,
got Powell also. Pau,
yeah, Pau, yeah, they're 50 points,
normally
yeah.
heard of in the Tour de France coverage because they have a mountain.
They do.
But yeah, they're ahead of some big names.
Yeah, Laval,
Under them,
Pau,
you've got
Guingamp.
Laval, Caen, Guingamp, Grenoble. You have to go down to 14th to find Bordeaux, which
Yeah,
is
struggling. Troyes are
quite.
also in the drop zone now as well. They're
But Troyes have
45th.
always been an up and down club. Bordeaux have, they
They
have the history.
need a full
And
reset, don't they? Let's be honest.
yeah,
Yeah. They need
they're a
a
bit screwed at the moment. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
If you with the playoff situation, by the way, so you've got at the end of the season, fifth will play fourth in the playoff quarter final, essentially. And then the winner of that would play the winner of the third place. So in other words, Paris FC at the moment will play Rodos, and then the winner of that game will play St Etienne, and then the winner of that game will then play the Ligue 1 team
More
in
admin,
18th. I
like
know. I know.
everybody.
Crazy stuff.
Admin is the national game in France.
But I wouldn't be surprised with that point differential. I wouldn't be surprised if that all changes. And any of Auxerre, Angers, or St Etienne could potentially still go up. And I think I'm right in saying they're a week ahead, aren't they? So I think there's only three sets of
Yes.
fixtures left. Frantically looks for fixtures. So yeah, Ligue 2 is very much, there's one, two, three, four, no, 5 rounds left. Okay, I take it back. I take it back. There's 5 rounds left. But yeah, there's some pretty tasty fixtures coming up in that particular league. So including Rodez against Paris FC. So that'll be interesting next week. But I think I kind of speak for all when I say I wouldn't be against the idea of St Etienne coming back, if I'm honest.
Come on,
Yeah. It's just the
they're
history, isn't it?
classic.
Yeah. I would love to see Paris FC finally make it up just for banter, with PSG. I think that would be quite nice. But
I mean, they've been doing their best in Div 1, in the
yeah.
women's game, but
Decent side in
sadly
Devon.
didn't make that
No.
camp. But Div 1 is also going to have, at the end of the season, instead of just saying first, second, third going to the Champions League, it's going to be a playoff system where first place fourth and second place third, and then they play each other for
Oh, more
who wins.
playoffs. More
I think
playoffs.
basically a lot of people are a bit tired of Lyon winning and everything,
Yeah.
which may bring us on to the Women's Champions League, which also happened. Again.
Yes, please. One quick thing, actually, just before I give you the stage. We should say congratulations to Red Star, by the way, who are back in Ligue 2 next season because they are confirmed winners of the National. So yes. But yeah, please do bring us up to date because PSG played Lyon in two different,
Twice,
yeah,
yes.
two different sorry.
So it was the first leg of the Women's Champions League semi-finals on Saturday. And in the early game, we saw Chelsea win away at Barcelona 1-0, a very underwhelming Barcelona. A lot of my Culé friends are very annoyed about that. But the other semi-final was PSG. And PSG went ahead 2-0 with two goals from Marie-Antoinette Katoto. And everything was looking a little bit awkward because PSG do have Chiwenga is the highest scorer in Div 1 this season. She's a Malawian international
Indeed, yeah.
who are not a great footballing nation, as it were, in either the men's or women's game, but she's brilliant. But then we had goals from Gianni De Mornay and Amal Mahjouri getting the winner to make it 3-2 to OL in that first leg. So the second legs are being played this coming weekend. So firstly, Chelsea are going to have to hold on to what they've got in their side of the draw. But also, PSG are going to have to make home advantage count
Yeah.
because I still think they could do it.
That was
But they, I mean, the loss, it was like 3 goals in 6 minutes to get OL back on top. It was an absolute punch you in the face kind of comeback.
Yeah.
So PSG are going to have to get over that kind of mental struggle,
Yeah.
but they've still got a really good chance. Like I say, they've got Katoto, they've got Guiora, they've got Chiwenga, they're good. So how that pans out is also going to be extremely interesting to
Yeah.
see because OL have obviously got the best record. They are always there. But over the last couple of seasons, we've seen Barcelona in a like 4 finals in a row. They've won it twice. If Chelsea could stop them, that would be a really, really kind of key movement in women's football because I don't think an English team has ever won the Champions League
No, and it
in
was
a way.
quite a big shot, wasn't it, for Chelsea to pull that off? I mean, I'm no fan of
Yeah,
Chelsea or
Barcelona were not good.
no.
Stephanie Frappart was refereeing. She was not good. We've
No.
spoken about before the way she is spoken about.
Yeah.
But she was not good. And so I think, yeah, that game I think is being played at Stamford Bridge,
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so.
which obviously, if they can get a good crowd there, would be really really cool. Yes, it will be at Stamford Bridge. So
Yeah.
hopefully the Chelsea fans get out for their women's team as well, because frankly, they're a lot better than men's team at the moment.
Not going to
So
jinx that.
yes, but well, no, it's like when PSG won the Champions League before the men did,
Yeah.
you had what's his face in the stands looking delighted, but also looking slightly side-eye at the members of the men's coaching staff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. But that also looks like a really good matchup. But I still think PSG could make the final.
Yeah,
We'll see what happens.
PSG Lyon will be a big game. And frankly, Barcelona, anything that makes Emma Hayes unhappy is good by me. Can't stand her.
I'm beginning to understand your point of view on her
Oh,
after recent events.
she's just, yeah. Anyway, I won't be on her Christmas card list, and frankly, I wouldn't want to be. Anyway, let's leave it there then for this week. I think we've done pretty well to scramble our way through almost all the remaining fixtures, both top and bottom. If you did lose track halfway through, just a reminder that tomorrow, 24th of April, you've got PSG away at Lorient at 6 p.m. UK time, and then you've got a choice of Lille, Monaco, or Marseille, Nice at 8 p.m. UK time. I believe all the games are on TNT Sports in the UK.
So double screen it,
Double
because
screen it, yeah.
whichever one you pick of the later games is going to be the wrong choice.
Yes,
I'm telling you that from my jinxed past.
I'm gonna gamble and go for Marseille Nice because I fancy fancy fireworks, but I will certainly have the Monaco game on the other screen. So we shall see. We will be back next week. You can expect if Mets get a result, then you can expect Jez not to be back next week. But he or even if they lose, he might not be back. You never know. But yeah, hopefully we'll have Jez back. But one or two or three of us will be back next week. One, that would be a boring podcast, wouldn't it? Just be me talking to myself. Nobody wants to hear that. But we will be back at some point next week. As is always the case at this time of the year, it is difficult to pin a day. So keep an eye on the socials and we will let you know when we are going to be recording or being well. But thank you, Phil, for this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And as I say, keep an eye on everything for next week. It's a very big weekend, well, midweek and weekend coming up. Lots of things are likely to change. So keep a close eye on what's to come. But until then, and whoever you follow, enjoy your French football. And we will speak to you very soon.